Hello, my name is Chris Patterson. I'm a Senior Program Manager in Visual Studio Online and Team Foundation Server. And I'm here to talk to you today about building your project in Visual Studio Online using the Hosted Build Controller. First, we're going to talk about what the Hosted Build Controller is. Then we'll move into a demo of how you set up and configure your build. And finally, we'll have some resources where you can learn more. So what exactly is the Hosted Build Controller? The Hosted Build Controller is a dynamic pool of build resources that's managed by us and available for you to run your continuous integration and scheduled builds in Visual Studio Online. We pre-populate this pool of build machines with the most commonly used Microsoft SDKs, so pretty much anything you can build in Visual Studio should build in the Hosted Build Controller. The Hosted Build Controller works exactly like an on-premises Team Foundation Server Build Controller, which means that if you've learned how to customize your build process or work with the Team Foundation Server Build Controller, that same knowledge base carries forward into Visual Studio Online. Furthermore, if for some reason you need, say, a third-party SDK or some other feature as part of your build that we don't enable in the Hosted Build Controller, you can actually install a normal on-premises build controller on your own hardware, connect it to your Visual Studio Online account, and have builds run there in the exact same way they can run on the Hosted Build Controller. And finally, the Hosted Build Controller is free to get started. Every single Visual Studio Online account comes with 60 minutes of build time per month for free. And if you need more than that, you can simply pay per minute for the amount of time your build is running over that 60 minutes. So let's jump into a demo to show how you get started. So here I am in Visual Studio, and I have a very simple ASP.NET web application with some unit tests that I've already connected and pushed initially to my Visual Studio Online account. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and create a build definition so this will build every time I check in. First thing I'm going to do is navigate to Team Explorer and then go to the Builds page. Once I'm on the Builds page, I can click New Build Definition and it will bring up the Build Definition Editor, where I can see set the name of the build definition and some other details. The first thing we want to do is go and set up our trigger. In this case, we want a continuous integration build trigger, which is going to build every time we check in or push code into our Visual Studio Online account. Next, we want to check our source settings to make sure we're pulling from the right repository and monitoring the branch that we want to monitor. And then finally, we can go and check our process settings to make sure we have the appropriate solution selected and have our automated tests configured to run. Let's go ahead and save our build definition. And now we're all set. Let's go ahead and make a code change and see what happens. We'll go over to this HTML page I have here and say, make a minor change. All right, once I've done that, I can click save. And if I go back into Team Explorer and go to the changes page, I see that I have one minor change made. We're going to go ahead and commit that. And then finally sync our commit with our server. Once that sync is done, when I go to the builds page again, I can see a build has been queued for my commit. If I double click on that, I'll be able to watch my build complete. Okay, so our build completed. We can click on the link here to go see more details, or we can see the summary of our compilation, if we had any compilation errors, they'd show up here. And of course, we can also see that our unit test passed, so looks like our check-in was good. Pretty cool, right? If you want to learn more, check out this link over here to find out more details about what the Hosted Build Controller can do, how to set up things like continuous deployment, and how to take your builds to the next level. Thanks for watching my video.